Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a hadith and a tradition which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding fornication, or what we call in Arabic, zina. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah's wrath is indeed severe on the married woman who fills her eyes with desire for men other than her husband. So this hadith, even though it's in general, it's about fornication, but specifically it's directed towards women. And it's not simply and specifically related to the actual act of fornication, but it also touches briefly upon the things that lead to fornication, right? The preliminaries that occur and kind of prepare the way for the act of fornication occurring. And this is, these also, are things which, God gets upset with, and a person would incur sin and God's wrath because of them. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah's wrath is indeed severe on the married woman who fills her eyes with desire for men other than her husband. And a woman, if she looks at other men, lustfully and desirably, this is a sin. And because it prepares the way and paves the way for fornication. Or looks lustfully at anyone other than her unmarriageable kin husband. Right. So what's the result of this? What happens if a woman does this? What do we mean by Allah's wrath here? The Prophet elucidates this by saying, upon which Allah thwarts every single good deed she ever committed. Right? Habt-e a'mal, what we call habt in Islamic theology. Right, it causes the good deeds of the woman to be erased and eradicated and eliminated. Or if she had committed some good deeds, by committing this evil sin, right, her good deeds are erased and wiped out, and she won't receive the reward that she could have had they not been erased. In continuation, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, and if she welcomes anyone other than her husband in his bed, Allah will rightfully burn her in the fire after he has chastised her in her grave. Right, so this is actually referring to the actual act of fornication, right? If, after these preliminaries, she actually commits the act of fornication and sleeps with another man other than her husband, in this case, Allah will punish her in the grave as well as in the hereafter, right? So this is a kind of a very grave sin, because not only does it lead to punishment in the grave, but it's not something the punishment of which will be, terminated and will be elapsed in the grave, right? Rather, in the hereafter, right, a person will also incur its, punishment for it. This indicates that it's one of those grave sins that the punishment of the grave even does not have the power to eliminate and to eradicate and to fulfill. Another important point here in this hadith is that specifically this is about the fornication that a married person would commit with another person. So it doesn't have anything to do with fornication that, for example, a single person would do with another person. That's another subject altogether, which we're not concerned with in our program today. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at fornication in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد